The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.
Hi, folks, and welcome to another Loads Bubbling podcast from me, Mark Williams, Senior Consultant at the MTD Group. I'm really pleased to be bringing you this latest podcast where we discussed, can we make a sale out of nothing? Is that really possible? Well, listen to find out. Our skills pill is about how to develop a sales strategy. Strategies will always help you to build confidence in dealing with prospects, so we discuss how to do that effectively. And our Inspire Me quote today comes from Patricia Fripp, who tells us not to close the sale. Intrigued? Well, keep listening. Now, is it possible to make a sale out of nothing? One of the keys to opening the door to a buyer's wallet is to determine the position they're in at this moment and how that position could change in the future. It's really important to ascertain the mode that the buyer is in, because if we try to pitch our product or service to someone who's in the wrong mode, then no amount of salesmanship will succeed. We need to determine which of three modes the buyer might be in at present. The first one is the okay with my current position mode. This is where the potential buyer is happy with their current position and doesn't need to change. The second is the alternative mode. This is where the potential buyer recognizes that their current situation doesn't fit their current or future needs and it's actively looking for something different. The third mode is dissatisfaction. This is where the potential buyer may be dissatisfied with the current situation, but is not actively seeking an alternative. Depending on which mode the buyer is in, will determine the price that a buyer is willing to pay for your services. Buyers will pay the value that they associate between their current position and their next buying mode. If the buyer is in the OK Now mode, the difference between what they have now and your solution is normally too high for them to consider buying from you. When the buyer recognizes that the solution they have now doesn't meet their needs, they move into the dissatisfaction mode. This means that the value of the difference between their current situation and what you provide decreases, and they become a potential buyer. They see the perceived value of your services as higher than when they are okay with their current position. The value they see you offering means that they're more likely to give you a higher profit margin because they associate your product with success for them or their business. When you make greater profits, you're able to assign more sales resources to servicing the needs of these clients. So you create a spiral of expectation that are met with the quality of your backup service. This continues to add value to the relationship with the new client and hence takes them out of the dissatisfaction mode and into the okay mode, meaning they'll be less prone to leaving you and going with the competition. Now, how do you get someone to move from an okay mode to one of dissatisfaction? Well, you should raise the buyer's expectation of how his current solution should be performing. You can do this in a number of ways. Show him how your product can make his business more successful with you. Things like better productivity, less downtime, greater profit opportunity, and things like that. Show the buyer how your solution can help him stay ahead of his competitors, like offering a better solution at a lower price or at greater value. You can show the buyer how your company can be a more desirable partner to his business in the long run, so it increases your value to him even if they're in the okay mode at the moment. All three of these steps will encourage the potential buyer to think of your solution when they have any dissatisfaction with their current position. Not all potential buyers are in the market right now. Where you need to be is in the buyer's mind when they are ready to change. That's when they're in the dissatisfaction mode and when your solution will make everything okay. With our skills pill today, we look at how to develop a sales strategy in five easy steps. Now, you wouldn't go on holiday without deciding where you wanted to go planning the accommodation, and deciding on what transportation you would use. So, when you're planning your approach to sales, it makes total sense to determine the strategies you're going to use to make it successful. Selling is a strategic occupation, as it needs plans and processes, techniques and goals for it to function. But what exactly is a sales strategy? Firstly, it lays out exactly how you plan to get your products and services in front of your customers. Now, this gives you a completely clear approach on how to market your products and business successfully. It's normally based on your marketing objectives. Everything involved in your marketing needs to be planned, like how you'll segment your market approaches and how it'll be financially backed. A sales strategy outlines the goals that you'll achieve and how you'll go about qualifying prospects, overcoming objectives, and gaining commitment. Most strategies will be different for the varied products that you offer. The overall strategies may be similar, but your offerings may well be different for various sectors of the market. Let's have a look at these five steps to developing a sales strategy. Number one, set out the overall objectives and goals. This means knowing what your target market is, what specific customers will want your products or services to be, outlining your timing to market, and where you'll focus your marketing to achieve these objectives. If your product has a specific customer base, your marketing processes may be different than if you have a generic product that appeals to the masses. When you have those objectives, set out the steps to be taken to achieve them. Make them specific and goal-oriented. You want to be able to measure the success of any strategy you put into place. So put those measures into place for each product, and then you'll be able to tweak or alter your approach depending on the success or otherwise of the strategy. Next, determine what barriers may be faced on your journey to market and when your team are aiming for sales. Will price be an issue? What products and services do your competitors offer that may dilute your sales messages? How will your customer measure the success of your product when and after they've used it? Knowing what your customers will see as obstacles or objections means that you're prepared before they happen. Next, determine the best way to market your products and services. This could include face-to-face sales carried out by you and your sales team, purely online with service backup, over the phone with quick deliveries, direct mail or through advertising in various strategic locations, through agencies and intermediaries who take a cut for selling products. Depending on how your product takes to the marketplace, you could have a number of different avenues to get your products to market, but may settle for one or two that prove the most successful. Then, profile your best customers, the ones who would benefit most from using you. This will give you a great marketing base on which to determine where your best efforts should be placed. Your sales teams will benefit from having a strategic focus on who they should target and where their efforts should be best directed. A robust and firm sales strategy will go a long way to assisting you and the rest of your teams in order to create a market need for your products and open more opportunities to achieve your overall objectives. Make sure yours is specific and measurable enough to motivate yourself to achieve your potential. Author Patricia Fripp closes today's podcast with a quote about closing. Her Inspire Me quote is, "You don't close a sale, you open a relationship if you want to build a long-term successful enterprise." Now, this is what we talk about a lot in our sales programs. In fact, we don't use the term closing very much at all. We call it gaining commitment or opening up the relationship. Closing is so final, don't you think? So instead of closing, think of yourself opening up the relationship. That's a great thought, Patricia, and thank you for it. That's all for today, folks. Remember, keep that pipeline full and make sure there's loads bubbling.
The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.